Fuck yeah.
Hello?
Good evening. Is this the, I believe it's Atchison?
Yes.
Yes. This is Dwight. I'm down here at the front desk.
Okay.
We've gotten a few complaints about your room tonight, ma'am.
Sorry?
We've got a few complaints from other guests about some loud noise coming from your room.
I've been in bed for the last hour.
Yeah, this came in about 25 minutes ago, and we're just getting around to making contact with you. We had to take a report.
I literally have been lying in bed in the dark with the fan on. There's no sound coming from this room.
Well, they said it sounded like somebody was like pounding or kicking at the walls.
Nope.
Okay. Well, that's not a real concern of mine. I mean, people are allowed to make noise. You know, some people are more sensitive to it than others. What I am concerned with is we had an elderly gentleman who was walking down to his room. He said as he approached your door was open approximately 6 inches, and he heard a woman go, psst, and, you know, of course, that's going to get your attention. He said when he looked over at your door that you were unclothed from the waist down, and you were showing your female parts.
Sorry, is this actually a call from the hotel?
Yes, it is.
I have been in bed since 9 o'clock tonight. I'm here on business.
I understand. That's why I was a little shocked. That's what I had to take the report on, and that's why, you know, it took me 25 minutes before I made first contact with you.
Okay, well, now I'm basically having an adrenaline rush and a panic attack, so...
Oh, don't do that. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I'm just trying to get your side of the story.
Okay, well, I was asleep, and you just woke me up out of a dead sleep to tell me that people are doing what?
Well, they said that you had opened, you had cracked the door, and, you know, when you're trying to get somebody's attention, you know, hey, you know, you want to come over. They said that you had your door open about 6 inches, and you were showing your cunt flaps.
Are you fucking kidding me? Who is this?
Yeah, this is Dwight. I'm at the front desk.
Dwight at the front desk?
Yes.
And that's the language you're using?
Well, it's not my language. I'm reading from the report. I verbatim, this is what the gentleman said.
The gentleman?
Yes, he was an elderly gentleman. He's 75 years old, and, you know, he said he had quite the panic attack himself. I mean, really, I don't know what he got all excited about. This might have been the first boner he's had in about 15 years. All the blood
okay,
rushed down there.
Okay, who is this actually?
This is Dwight. I'm at the front desk.
Dwight at the front desk?
Yes, I'm the night manager.
You know what? I'm going to call my coworker because she's our event manager who's hosting the conference that I'm here for.
Mm-hmm. Let me put that name down to paper, too. What's her name?
You know what? I don't know if I want to tell you her name because I don't really believe you are who you say you
are.
Well,
if she's the one, did she book the rooms that you're staying in?
Yes.
You know, if she's the one that's booking these type of people in my hotel, then I have a right to know who she is.
Why would you believe any of this? I've been asleep since 9:30.
Well, man, the gentleman, he's a...
The gentleman? Who's the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
I'm calling my coworker right now, and then I'm going to call the police, I think.
Holy shit.
What a...
Go back, quick, call back.
Freaky...
Go back.
That was really funny.
What a drama queen, seriously?
What's her name?
That was such an out of proportionate reaction to what was going on.
What's her name again?